I want to talk about Don Quixote. There is probably no illustration more clear of healing through affirmation than the dialogue between Don Quixote and Aldonza, the woman that he takes a fancy to. If you aren't familiar with the story, Aldonza is a trollop. She's slept with every man in the prison, sometimes for money, sometimes just for sheer pleasure. As a result of this, she has lost every trace of self-respect. She's filled with overwhelming guilt and self-hatred because of her promiscuous sexual life. Then one day along comes Don Quixote, striding utterly unselfishly into her life. He befriends her and begins to woo her by infusing into her life a sense of dignity, worth, and purpose. All his efforts are in vain. She rebuffs him at every turn. Still, he pursues her, calling her by the Latin Dulcinea, meaning my sweet little one. At other times, he calls her my lady to give her a sense of aristocratic bearing. Don Quixote describes her appearance in the following terms. Her name is Dulcinea, her country El Toboso, a village of La Mancha. Her rank must be at least that of a princess, since she is my queen and lady, and her beauty superhuman. Since all the impossible and fanciful attributes of beauty which the poets apply to their ladies are verified in her. For her hairs are gold, her forehead Elysian fields, her eyebrows rainbows, her eyes suns, her cheeks roses, her lips coral, her teeth pearls, her neck alabaster, her bosom marble, her hands ivory, her fairness snow. And what modesty conceals from sight, such I think and imagine, as rational reflection can only extol, not compare. Reminds one somewhat of the description of the bride in the Song of Songs. Jesus is our Don Quixote, and we are Dulcinea, his beautiful princess. If you don't feel that way about yourself today, then can I suggest that you're out of sync with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? God bless you.